I'm Speaker Robin Voss, and this is The Right Angle. It's a sad fact that most Wisconsinites have been touched in some way by drunk driving. Representative Jim Ott has spent 12 years building consensus on legislation that would help our state cut down on repeat drunk drivers. Unfortunately, just this week, Assembly Democrats voted to block his latest bill from getting a vote on the floor and heading to Governor Evers for his signature. Representative Jim Ott joins me today to talk about his efforts to combat drunk driving.
Welcome back to The Right Angle, the official podcast of the Wisconsin Assembly Republicans. Every week, we give you an inside look at the policies and politics that are driving conversations in the Capitol and across the state. As Wisconsin heads into another holiday season, the dangers of drunk driving still loom far too large on our roads. This week, Speaker Voss is joined by Representative Jim Ott to talk about strengthening Wisconsin's OWI laws and how we can change the culture of drinking and driving in Wisconsin.
My guest today is Representative Jim Ott, who lives in Mequon with his wife, Carol. He's been in the legislature since 2007, and I think anybody who follows Wisconsin politics knows that there is no better advocate for stricter drunk driving laws than Representative Jim Ott. He's been Legislator of the Year for Mothers Against Drunk Driving for 2013, 15, 16, and 2019. It was just announced, so congratulations on that. Perhaps tell us a little bit about your passion for this topic, why you have been such a strong advocate, and maybe what your first bill was and what kind of an impact it's making.
Well, thank you, Robin. Good to be with you today. You know, back when I was 14 years old, back in September of 1961, on our lunch break, we had just started high school. It was in September again, and a classmate and I were crossing the street with State Street in Milwaukee, which is just a couple of blocks from our school, which was West Division. And as we're crossing the street, we're standing in the crosswalk, and I was talking to my friend. I was looking at him, and suddenly, out of nowhere, a car came careening down the street and smashed into him. Mm. And within an instant, this young man, same age as me, he's about 14 years old, he's laying in the street, writhing in pain. And it's a busy street. There were people around, and there was a fire station on the corner. I thought I yelled at the top of my voice, "Help, my friend's been hit with a car." I must have been barely audible, because at first nobody heard me. Mm. So I took all of my strength to shout it out again, and then people came to his aid. He was taken to the hospital and unfortunately died the next day from his injuries. Obviously, it could have easily been both of us hit, or if our positions would have been opposite, I would have been the one that was hit. And so in an instant, you see a young life snuffed out. Mm-hmm. For what? This right. is at the noon hour. Mm-hmm. A drunk driver driving down the street can't control his car. I've often thought about that. You know, he would be my own age now. Had he lived, we'd be the same age. He probably would have been retired from a job. He'd have a family, grandchildren, mm-hmm. A career. All gone. Mm-hmm. Because of a drunk driver.
Because of one bad incident.
People sometimes say, so maybe that's the reason why you're so passionate about toughening penalties for drunk drivers. The reason is what happened that September afternoon 57 years ago has happened over mm-hmm. and over and over again. It continues to happen mm-hmm. in Wisconsin.
And how many families had the same problem where a loved one snuffed out in an instant?
Right. And many times young people in the prime of their life, taken away for something that is completely preventable. Mm-hmm. All it takes is for someone who's impaired to not get behind a wheel of a car. And there's so many options available today to driving drunk, with everyone having cell phones and with the private taxi services and public transportation, safe ride programs, designated drivers. There's no excuse to drive drunk.
Mm-hmm. So what was the first bill that you passed in the legislature, and what kind of impact do you think it's had?
Well, the first significant bill, I think it was two or three sessions ago, we made fourth offense a felony in mm-hmm. all cases in Wisconsin. Prior to that, fourth offense was only a felony if it occurred within 3 years, within 5 years of the third offense. So you had people who had three offenses, they would go 5 years in one day and have that fourth offense, it would still be a misdemeanor. So we made the law just say, fourth offense, always a felony, no matter what. And I do believe that laws like that have a deterrent effect, because now someone in Wisconsin gets that third offense, they know, and I'm hopeful that their attorneys are making it clear to them and the judge is making it clear, you're back here again, you're a felon.
Well, we know that in 2016, the year that was the most recent data that we have, Wisconsin was the fourth most dangerous state in the country for drunk driving. And in 2015, I think we had over 5,100 alcohol-related crashes. 190 people were killed. Almost 3,000 people were injured. So I think people have said that we almost have one person killed or injured in an alcohol-related crash every 3 hours on Wisconsin roadways. So I know of your passion. I know the good work that you have done. But there still seems to be a problem in Wisconsin. So what are some of the things you've been working on lately? And what are the bills that we – why don't you describe the bill that we were going to bring up that ultimately got stopped by our Democratic colleagues?
Sure. And you know, the one statistic there, I think that that jumps out when you look at it a different way, the 2,800 and some injuries a year, that comes out to 7 or 8 people a day injured on Wisconsin roads by a drunk driver. And granted, sometimes those injuries may not be serious. Sometimes people are put in wheelchairs or they're on crutches or disabled. So it's a serious, serious problem. This session we've introduced, I think we're on maybe 6 bills altogether. There are 5 of them that you know, I've really concentrated on, and 4 of them that I think there's a pretty good chance we can get to the governor's desk for signature if he's willing to sign them. I'll start out with the bill you were referencing the other day, Assembly Bill 16. That bill would put a mandatory minimum of 18 months in prison for someone who commits a 5th or 6th offense OWI.
Oh my God, 5th or 6th. How many people do that? Is that a common occurrence?
Well, I think we have, what, 800 or 900 cases a year of somebody getting their 5th and 6th.
Holy cow.
And right now, it's a Class G felony. It's a serious offense. The incarceration can be anywhere from 6 months to 10 years. Mm-hmm. The average sentence for 5th and 6th offense in Wisconsin, according to Department of Corrections, is 16 and a half months. So this would say, look, 16 and a half months, it means about half the people are getting less than that, probably much closer to the 6 months than the 10 years, and half are getting more. So we're saying, why not just say 18 months, a mandatory minimum? And again, the purpose there, Robin, is to make a strong message to someone who's standing in front of the judge with his attorney, her attorney, and the judge says, come back here again, say after 4 offenses. They've just been convicted of their 4th offense. You come back here again, you're going to spend 18 months behind bars. I think that's a powerful message, and I think it can serve as a deterrent in some cases.
I think so, too. And I know that because of the work that you and others have done, things in Wisconsin have been getting better. If I look at the statistics, some experts say we should change the culture. Other people say we should focus on changing the laws and the culture will follow. Well, the good news is, because of your work, we know that alcohol-related crashes, while they are still way too many, that since the year 1990, fatalities have decreased by 43%, injuries declined by almost 75%, and crashes down by over 60%. So obviously the work that you're doing is making a huge difference. So tell us a little bit about some of the other proposals that you have, because I know we have done things that have passed the legislature and they're already in law. The good news for us is that for almost 2/3 of the people in Wisconsin, when they have a first-time drunk driving offense, they never reoffend for the rest of their life. And that's our goal, right?
Is right,
people
exactly.
make a dumb mistake and don't do it again. So what are some of the other bills you're working on?
Well, speaking of first offenders, one bill, which actually we have passed in the Assembly, Assembly Bill 15, would require first-time offenders to personally appear in court. In any county in Wisconsin. Some counties.
So take ownership, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Some counties require it, some counties don't. I think it's more impactful to stand in front of the judge and see what that courtroom is like as a defendant, and maybe even more making the decision, I never want to be here again.
Right.
So that bill would also do away with something we call a 10-year look back in Wisconsin. Right now, somebody gets a second offense and it's more than 10 years after the first offense, it still counts as a first offense. Mm. In other words, you could go 10 years in one day, get another offense, it's a first offense. Go another 10 years in one day, get an offense, it's a first offense. This simply does away with that and says a second offense would be a criminal misdemeanor whenever it happens. Again, I think the message is very strong to someone who's in court in front of the judge and the judge says, come back here again. You're going to be a criminal. You're going to have a criminal offense on your record.
Well, you know, and you brought up a good point before we started the show. Jim and I were talking, and he brought up the fact that for probably most people who are listening, there's been a time in your life where you might have made a mistake and you got behind the wheel. None of us should ever have that happen, but I'm not going to say that it doesn't happen more than it should. But I think that the world is so different today than it was even 10 years ago. as you said, everyone has a cell phone. You can call Uber. You can call a friend. You can make sure that there's a way for you to get home where you don't have the same burden that someone might have 20 years ago where you're by yourself and you walk through the snow. So I think that technology is also catching up with helping to prevent so many people with drunk driving. So what are some of the other things that you've worked on? I know there's ride sharing and all kinds of things. We've done things in Wisconsin on those too, haven't we?
Right. And some counties have drug courts where a person can go into treatment voluntarily and have part of their sentence taken away. And I think that's always a good option to provide for someone. The other bills that we're looking at this session, one would increase the statute of limitations on first, second, and third offense OWI. Right now, statute of limitations on first offense is 2 years. Mm-hmm. Statute of limitations on second and third is 3 years. Problem that results is sometimes someone gets an offense in another state, and then they get an offense in Wisconsin, and that information maybe is overlooked or it's not readily available. So they get an offense in Wisconsin. It's actually their second. It ends up being charged and prosecuted as a first offense when it's really a second, or maybe a second. It's really a third. It's charged as a second. And sometimes by the time the problem is discovered, it's too late. The statute of limitations runs. So we're increasing the statute of limitations to 3 years for first offense and 6 years for second and third offense. And again, I think this would ensure that a person is properly charged, particularly somebody who's on their second or third. Mm-hmm. And then, again, you know, someone with a first who has another offense in another state. The other problem that this would address is that sometimes a person gets a first offense in Wisconsin, and before that's even charged, they get a second offense. Hmm. And if you want to properly charge the second offense and you haven't charged the first offense, you can't charge the second offense as the second.
Oh my gosh.
So this would allow more time for prosecutors to properly charge. And I think that would be an important innovation. And that bill has passed committees in both the Senate and the Assembly unanimously. Hmm. So I'm hopeful we can get those bills to the floor in both houses. Let's see, we got homicide OWI, mandatory 5-year minimum sentence. That bill has passed both houses on a voice vote.
Oh, so, congratulations.
Fortunately, right now there's no mandatory minimum in Wisconsin for homicide OWI. Many times judges sentence appropriately. Mm-hmm. I hear of people getting 10 or 15 years incarceration for killing someone. I've also, unfortunately, heard of a significant number of cases where someone gets a year or two or three. This is for killing someone
right.
while drunk. Mm-hmm. No mitigating circumstances, not a rainy, dark night, and the person's walking down the road in a dark. No, this is like people crossing the center line or running through a stop sign or running someone into a ditch or hitting a bicyclist. That's homicide OWI.
You know, we're heading into the holidays, and I think that's why talking about some of these topics are so important. Holiday parties are coming up, of course, spending time with family at Thanksgiving. For an awful lot of families, my own included, who have been impacted by drunk drivers, there's going to be an empty seat at the table, right, for that's someone right. who was lost to a drunk driver or lost to a tragic situation like this. So on a positive note, tell us a little bit about what your Thanksgiving plans are. Are you going to see family? And then I'm going to ask you the really hard question of what's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
That's tough. How long do I have?
You got to pick one answer.
Yeah. Well, we're heading to Arizona to visit our son and daughter-in-law in the Phoenix area, so I'll be gone for several days out there.
Good for you.
Hopefully a little warmer weather. It's always good to get together with family on Thanksgiving. You know, as far as my favorite food, you know, kind of a meat and potatoes guy, uh-huh. so I like the turkey. How about you?
Well, I actually like the stuffing. So,
the stuffing.
Yeah, there's probably not much at Thanksgiving that I don't enjoy. My sister usually cooks for our entire extended family, and she does an excellent job. So, Jackie, if you're listening, thank you for all the work that you and Mark do to make sure that we get to eat well. But just like you, I think spending time with family is the most important part of Thanksgiving, and I'm glad you're going to get to see your kids in Arizona. It's going to be a wonderful holiday, so hope you enjoy it with your wife and your family.
Well, I appreciate that, Robin. And again, thank you for covering this topic on the show. And I guess I would just like to leave everyone with the thought that there is no excuse for driving drunk. And it's not something we're just going to solve by making tougher penalties. I think that awareness is a part of the problem. Education is a part of the solution, I should say. And just talking about it, just getting the facts out there, and just, again, emphasizing that there is no excuse to drive drunk today.
Right.
There are alternatives available, and hopefully more and more people will take those alternatives, and we'll continue to see the incidence of drunk driving going down in Wisconsin.
Well, thank you very much for being my guest today, Representative Jim Ott from Mequon. We appreciate your work on this issue. We hope you have a great holiday. And thanks to the listeners for joining us on The Right Angle. Have a great holiday.
And that's The Right Angle on drunk driving in Wisconsin. If you liked this episode, please subscribe. Just search for The Right Angle on iTunes and Google Play, Radio Public, Breaker, Overcast, and Pocket Casts. Have an idea for a guest or a topic? Tweet us at WIAssemblyGOP. That's Wisconsin Assembly GOP. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.